位听众朋友，欢迎收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。我是今日节目主持人 Anna。今日我哋好荣幸可以请到嚟自扶轮会嘅 Maria Chan 同埋癌症幸存者 Dr. Angeline Low 嚟分享关于癌症嘅故事。咁可唔可以请你哋两位简单介绍下自己先啊
？Doctor 先啦。
系。
Oh, thank you very much to CR.
Yes,
for having us today. Mm. You know, 真係唔該曬，我哋有好大個故仔同你講。
係。
I'm a community leader. I'm a woman leader, and also I'm a survivor of lung cancer.
嗯，係。
And that's why I have a very important message to share with your listeners today.
Mm.
You know, as a survivor of lung cancer, which is has the highest death rate. Of all cancers in Australia and also around the world. I'm also now a very, strong advocate for lung cancer research because, you know, research saves lives.
是，那 Dr. Low 今天上来就是想跟我们分享关于肺癌他怎样幸存回对抗肺癌的故事，还有想提高我们对肺癌的关注度。那他都相信更多研究的话可以提高就是癌症的治疗的。咁 Maria 可唔可以介紹下你自己啊？
我係澳洲唯一一個華人扶輪會嘅會員，亦都係唯一一個仲係charter 嘅 member，即係我哋創會嗰陣時候咧，剩翻我依個咁樣嘅會員喺度。咁我咧就係相識Angeline， 我睇到佢嗰陣時候佢肺癌。怎樣醫療，怎樣吃了個口服的藥，就弄到個面咧甩曬皮，跟住咧佢就幸存啦，佢好翻之後，咁啲皮膚亦都長翻，咁跟住就留意起肺癌呢樣嘢啦。咁就以前完全唔知道，原來係第一殺手喺澳洲就係肺癌，每一個鐘頭。都可以有一個肺癌嘅
患者
咧死亡，咁即係計起數上嚟啊，8760個啦。咁政府部門嗰啲資料咧，亦都係有講最高嘅癌症就係肺癌死亡率。咁第二就係呢、這個這個前列腺癌，而這個乳癌是第五位。咁佢哋兩家前列腺同埋呢個乳癌加埋咧，都未夠肺癌嘅死亡率，所以覺得我就覺得即係有少少係應該同啲我哋啲朋友啊去分享，即係話原來有一件咁樣嘅嘢。咁啊，睇下佢哋點樣去避開啊，或者即係有啲咩醫治方法，即係大家都係傾下咁樣，可以幫到人就幫啦，咁樣咯。係。咁跟住我哋就舊年開始咧，第一次咧就係籌款俾係肺癌研究嘅作用嘅。
係。
因為Angeline 即係我Dr. Angeline 咧，佢食嗰個口服藥咧，都係研究出嚟嘅藥嚟嘅，咁所以佢就好相信研究就可以可以即係生係啦，幫助去save lives 係啦，咁咯。
Do you know that every hour someone in Australia is dying of lung cancer？
Well, I believe that 即係佢阿 Dr. Lin 就講，其實每個鐘頭都有好多澳洲人係因為 lung cancer 去死亡。咁其實我係相信嘅，因為即係 lung cancer 係一個好常見嘅癌症啦。咁頭先都講到佢致死率係第一啊嘛。咁頭先我都見到有個 research 話係每個鐘頭有36個澳洲人都會確診肺癌嘅。
每日係啊，即係13140。
是每哦，是
每一年。
And this is so unnecessary. You know, I mean, 你睇下 when somebody gets lung cancer and die, you know, it affects the family as well.
是
All right. So we are trying now to prevent that. We are trying to, you know, I mean, give people to know more about lung cancer so they can save their own lives and also to have more research into lung cancer, because of all the research, of all the funding for research for any cancer, lung cancer has the highest death rate and the lowest amount of funding for research.
Oh, yes.
It's so important.
係 ，Dr. Angeline 就講到啦。咁雖然肺癌致死率係澳洲第一啦，但係佢嘅資金，即係佢研究資金係全部肺癌入邊最少嘅。咁即係好奇怪啦，因為其實肺癌佢帶嚟嘅影響係好重大嘅，即係佢不單止係病人自己受苦啦，同埋佢嘅可能經濟上嘅壓力都會有帶嚟。特別是治療肺癌嗰陣時，
其實咧係 shock， 係好震驚，因為一發現哦，可以確診啦，就已經得幾個月命。
哦，係。
同埋好多時咧，佢哋係 spread 嘅，好似有啲人咧就腰骨痛啊，肚痛啊，但係以為即係冇咩事啊，但係原來係肺癌係spread 咗去。有一個朋友佢就。个爸爸咧系肺癌，上咗脑，
系哦，
系啊，咁真系好凄凉啊，真系，
系
啊。
See, people always ask me, you know, you're a woman, you're not a smoker. How did you get lung cancer? I want to tell people, you don't need to smoke to get lung cancer. And there's a very high rate of lung cancer amongst women, especially Asian women. So we need to know why it's affecting, and I'm encouraging women to come forward to check. Because if you ask me what was my experience, how did I find out I have lung cancer? I didn't know I have lung cancer. I didn't expect to get lung cancer because I'm a non-smoker. I was a very happy woman, you know, very active and living my life to the fullest that I can. But I've been coughing for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And then I see the doctor. The doctor say, you know, examine me. Oh, nothing wrong with you. Okay. And then sometimes my lungs get infected, my throat get infected. So I go on antibiotics. And then I'm better again. So every year I say, oh, maybe it's because of the flu season. Maybe I got a flu. Maybe I'm traveling, I brought in some, you know, bugs. And maybe because I'm traveling, you know, and maybe it's hay fever. So every time there's a reason.
Yes.
And then I will cough and cough and cough. At the end of the day, my whole waste paper basket is full of tissue paper because I'll be coughing out a lot of phlegm.
Okay.
And then I see my doctor. Yeah. Okay. Gets undetected. So I must tell people, you must advocate for yourself. See your doctor, and now we educate our GPs, you know, that lung cancer is very prevalent because during our time, you know, I mean, there wasn't enough drugs to cure our lung cancer. So anyway, I suffered under that. And then in the end, I told my doctor, I said, I want to have a swab of my lungs. I want to know what is inside. What sort of virus is causing me this every time? So, of course, when they tested, it was just a normal sort of virus. And then then she gave me an x-ray. But the x-ray didn't pick it up.
都檢測唔到呢個癌症。
Because X-ray sometimes, you know, your cancer can be very much inside the lung. And it cannot be picked up from the X-ray. You must have a CT scan. And that's why now we introduce the screening. All right. Oh, it was only in July that the government approved the screening for lung cancer, but only for people at risk. And who are the people at risk? Those who smoke. What about half of the lung cancer population are women? All right. So we are not entitled to screening.
OK, 咁頭先啊 ，Dr. Low 就講啦，因為佢係一個即係大家認知中可能會得肺癌嘅，通常都係吸煙嘅男性居多啦，因為男性都比較多吸煙。但其實佢係一個都好開心，跟住冇乜冇吸煙史嘅女性嚟嘅。而吸肺癌其實都有50%係女性患者啦，咁女性患者其實都咁容易有肺癌啦。咁但係佢就嗰陣時啊 ，Dr. Low 佢 cut 咗3年，佢去睇醫生嘅話，每次都醫生都檢測唔到話佢有肺癌，可能以為係其他嘅病毒啊，或者係流感啊，但係點知佢去照咗X 照 X 光片啦，都系检测唔到嘅，因为 X 光片就可以见到嗰个骨啊，或者系即系佢见唔到fiber， 即系个肺纤维入边咁细嘅一啲病毒啦，检测唔到呢个肺癌病毒啦，所以佢就可以做 CT scanning 先可以检测到佢有肺癌嘅。咁佢就好意外啦，因为自己系女性，有冇吸烟史嘅话，咁点解突然之间会有肺癌呢？咁佢就希望用呢、這个即系故仔去提醒聽眾朋友，即係可能就算你係冇吸煙史，你係女性，即係你以為自己唔會有肺癌嘅話，你都有可能有啲機會會得肺癌。咁呢排咧，政府舊年七月就推出咗呢個全國肺癌篩。
舊年七月
係推出咗呢個全國肺癌篩查計劃啦。但係呢個計劃就係 for 有吸煙史嘅男性去，唔係男性有吸煙史嘅市民先可以去免費去做嘅。咁佢就希望喺呢度就可以同大家即係聽眾都提高下佢嘅關注啦，即係如果你覺得自己有可能係有吸煙史，跟住有可能會有肺癌嘅話，都要去盡量去做呢、這個盡早去做呢個肺癌篩查。就算你冇吸煙史嘅話，都應該係提高自己嘅關注，去可能每年去做一次 body check 啊，或者係點樣去檢測翻自己安唔安全咁樣。係。
So my story is also this that you know, then one day. I mean, I of course, I get very well, you see.
Yes.
After that, cough, mm-hmm. and for maybe a month, and then I'm well again.
Mm.
So one day, I went to see the doctor. I said, I want to have an overall health check. And so the doctor sent me to see the cardiologist.
Mm.
And the cardiologist gave me a CT scan. So, title of CT scan, am I? Right? Mm. A CT scan shows the heart and the lungs. Because our lung anatomy is that we have three sections of the lungs on the right hand side and then two sections on the left hand side and below the two sections is the heart. So when we take the CT scan of the heart, all my lungs, the five lobes of lungs is shown. And then the doctor say, what is this? There were two big tumors in my lungs and there were a lot of little, you know what they call glass nodules. That means little dots all over the lung. Okay. So I said, I don't know. I said, maybe you have bronchitis or your pneumonia. I said, yeah, I always have this, you know, problem with my lungs. He said, never mind. Okay. You come back for a CT scan in 3 months' time. So 3 months' time, I went back for another CT scan. And there it shows again, you know, all the things in my lungs. And so they said, okay, we're going to do a biopsy. So they did a biopsy. And then, of course, you know, they found it's lung cancer.
當時啊 ，Doctor Lu 佢就去做咗呢個檢查啦，佢就覺得唔可以再咁樣任由呢個咳嗽繼續落去啦，佢就去做咗，佢就問醫生要做一個全身嘅檢查，咁佢去做 CT scanning 啦，咁 CT scanning 嗰陣時第一次嘅話仲要未檢測出嚟喎，雖然個醫生見到佢嘅肺部有啲不同層長啦，有一啲 tumor 嘅，
tumor，yes，
係，即係佢有。但他那時候都未察覺到這個是肺癌，到他三個月之後做第二次 CT scanning， 他才發覺了這個是他確診了肺癌的。所以這個過程其實是都挺漫長下的，我覺得，還有證明了就算你去了看醫生的話，你都要去做多了一步去才可以確診到自己是肺癌。
But you have to do the biopsy to be certain。
Yes, to be certain, yes.
I mean, biopsy.
But the thing is that, I mean, they can see it, all right? Then you have to do the biopsy because not only to be certain, they need to know what type of lung cancer cells. If it's lung cancer, what sort of cell it is, all right, down there. And once they know the cell, then they can give you the treatment, the right drugs to treat it. And during my time, there were hardly many drugs to treat my lung cancer. But luckily, after the biopsy, it takes 2 weeks. It had to be sent to the US. But now, of course, you know, I mean, we are more sophisticated in Australia.
Yep.
But during the time, we have to send it there to the lab there. And then it came back. I wasn't treated straight away. So when the thing came back, it shows what sort of lung cancer cell it is. And then I was put on a very old drug, because that drug can also help, it's shown to help. So I was put on a drug, but then there was another drug that was on clinical trial at that time. Okay, and that's where research is so important. So that drug was on clinical trial, and that drug cost $10,000 a month. All right. So that's, you know, and this drug that I my doctor put me on costs $1,500 a month. So my oncologist said, okay, you try, you take this drug because it is, it will work, you know. And yes, it did work. Right? But then when that was on clinical trial, it was working so well, the new drug, that luckily our Australian government, you know, approved that drug. All right, and put it on PBS, so we can get the drug at, you know, $40 at that time. Now the government has put down these drugs to $25. Yeah, imagine we in Australia, we are so lucky, you know, of what we are getting in this drug. Around the world, many countries people cannot access this drug. Now the drug prices come down, 7,000 a month. But still, how many people can afford that kind of money? So I'm very thankful in Australia that we have such a good health system. I'm very proud to be a taxpayer, you know, that we, our money, you know, I mean, goes back to do all this kind of thing, I mean, to support us. Wow, I'm so passionate. Or maybe you can translate for me now.
咁頭先 Dr. Lu 就提到啦，佢做第二次 CT scanning 之後，佢都做咗另一個測試，係一個即係提取咗一個樣本，係咪喺佢嘅肺嗰度？即係去睇翻佢係咩類型嘅肺癌，因為肺癌都有唔同嘅病毒啦，可以咁講。跟住佢就去咗，即係佢發現咗之後咧，佢就發現佢呢個病毒。當時有一個已經成熟了的藥物可以用，但都有同時有一個新的藥物在做臨床試驗的時候，他醫生就問他要不要試下這個新藥物，他試了，但這個藥物當時是非常昂貴的，他治療的話應該要$10,000一個月左右，但他就好幸運地這個新藥在他身上就很有效，他之後都痊癒了，但是雖然話嗰陣時呢個藥物嘅價格好高昂，但係因為啊，佢依家已經被納入咗澳洲嘅醫保入邊啦。咁喺澳洲嘅患者咧，就可以用一個相對低廉嘅價格去買翻呢只藥物。咁 Dr. Lu 都覺得好慶幸啦，即係佢係一個澳洲嘅教授啦，即係澳洲嘅市民，咁佢可以享受到咁好嘅一個醫療嘅福利。
嗰陣時係2019年。
2019年嘅事。
Yes。
咁你都生存了很久了。
Yes. By this May, I will have survived for 7 years. But I want to add on to my journey to tell people that having lung cancer is no fun. You think that having drugs to treat you is fun. It's not fun either. Okay? And it's expensive. It can drain all your resources. Now, I'm lucky that I have this common, when I was diagnosed, a common type of lung cancer. But there is a lot of other types of lung cancer cells that there are not enough treatment options for. And that's why we must do more research. We must invest in this so that families cannot be torn apart. And it also, when you have lung cancer, it's a very heavy weight on the health system. Okay?
Hey. 是的，咁 Dr. Lu 就讲佢家至今已经存咗7年啦，但系咧就他想補充翻就係，雖然話依家佢好幸運有呢個物物可以治療佢嗰種嘅肺癌，但係咧其實作為一個肺癌患者係一個完全非常之不幸嘅事啦，因為佢治療過程好痛苦，同埋金錢上嘅負擔都好重嘅。
屋企人負擔又重，
係屋企人對屋企人負擔都重，因為其實呢個消息通常都係好突然啦，同埋佢對佢哋嚟講，佢要照顧一個患者，見到屋企人受苦係非常之難受嘅事情啦。咁佢就想提高，因此佢都想提高大眾對於呢個肺癌關注度，同埋對於呢、這個研究關於肺癌研究嘅關注度，因為只有研究嘅話，先可以帶嚟更多更好嘅治療方案，跟住可以治療更多嘅肺癌患者。咁同埋肺癌對於澳洲嘅醫療系統嚟講，都係一個非常之大嘅負擔咯，可以咁講。但係只要你提早去做篩查，跟住提早發現嘅話，咁後期嘅治療都會相對地輕鬆一啲。
Yes, just like I said, having lung cancer is no fun. All right. You think, okay, you have this drug to treat you. Okay. But the lung cancer cells are very smart. You can kill it, you can shrink it, and then they come back again. So 2 years later, when I had this drug, the lung cancer came back. Okay. And you got to find out what other drugs are there to treat you when after this one doesn't work. That's why you must have continued research and come up with new methods, better treatment options. So what happened was, when my cancer, lung cancer, came back, I have to cut off one lobe of my lung. I have to take out the right lobe. And that was taken out more than 2 years ago. Okay? And so that was taken out 2 years ago, and now it was very devastating. I cannot have a full breathing sort of a thing, but I still function as normal. And I can still swim, but I cannot do diving, which I love. Yeah. And I got better the past 2 years. But now I got another new cancer coming out in the other lung. So on the 9th of March, I'm going to have my left side of the lung taken out. So as I said to you, I have five lobes. All of us have five lobes. L-O-B-E. Lobes to the lung. That means five sections. So I'm going to take out, then at the end, this March, I will have the other left one taken out. I will only be left with three small lobes of lung to breathe. It's no fun. It's a serious matter.
咁頭先 Dr. Lu 就分享到啦，其實肺癌係一個非常之反覆嘅過程嘅。咁佢兩年前，即係唔好以為係食咗藥之後肺癌就會自動好翻咁樣，其實佢係會好反覆咁樣不斷地翻嚟嘅。咁兩年前 Dr. Lu 嘅肺癌嘅癌細胞就回來了，那他因為這樣要切了他右邊的一片的肺，那人是有五個肺的，那他兩年前被撥
肺葉
肺葉是被人即要切回右邊的肺葉，那他今年都發現他左邊其實都有一個癌細胞的，所以他今年三月份都要切翻佢左邊嘅肺葉，咁其實呢個過程係好煎熬嘅，即係你不斷咁樣同嗰個肺癌細胞抗爭啦。咁佢就想提醒翻各位，即係如果你發現咗肺癌嘅話，都係要及早就醫啦，同埋要做好一個心理準備，要抗爭，
同埋一定要支持呢個研究。
係，
我哋即係如果冇呢個肺癌研究，咁好可能呢啲咁樣嘅病患者就冇希望噶啦。
係嘅，同埋都講到啦，即係佢因為有時癌細胞翻嚟嘅話，佢哋可能要換一種新嘅藥嘅。咁如果冇研究嘅話，佢唔即係市面上冇咁多藥物俾癌症患者去
對抗呢啲癌症，
係所以佢一定即係各位都要支持翻癌症嘅研究啦，咁先可以為癌症患者帶嚟希望嘅。
佢話佢仲想要長壽啲，去打破呢、這、一個即係嗰啲癌細胞，能夠睇到有新嘅藥物去研發出嚟，幫到嗰啲人，即係呢啲唔係絕望嘅，係有希望嘅，咁樣咯。所以請你哋聽眾支持下我哋啦，係咯。我哋三月七號有一個籌款活動喺唐燕摩柏唐燕，詳細情況就會交俾 Anna。我哋嘅訪問者係啊，佢會話俾你哋聽。如果你參與咧，櫃台就可以幫我哋賣啲菜，賣啲位咧係平價有特惠嘅，係希望多啲人即係支持咯。
係嘅，即係嗰日到時呢個訪問之後，我哋會喺網站上 ，TCI 嘅網站上出一篇文章嘅。
係。
咁即係有聽眾如果有心支持嘅話，可以打電話落我哋電台92115611去問翻我哋點樣支持翻癌症研究呢、這個 怎樣捐款啊，或者怎樣支持一下就是相關的研究的，而到時都可以在文章上看回詳情的。
是啊，因為暫時來說很多我認識的人呢跟他講肺癌，他們覺得很容易啫，誰切了少少就沒事了，但現在他逢是病例都是這樣，一路在進步，那些病是進步的，你們又不知道他有多厲害，是不是？是見到有朋友遇害，好像我身邊這個朋友，他是患者而又生存幸存的，你就知道他經過的過程是怎樣，還有知道啊，原來一發現之後，很多有 30% 只是可以生存到3-6個月的，咁樣咁好得人驚噶嘛，係啲屋企人咧好震驚嘅呢樣嘢，
係咯。同埋之前我有另一個採訪都有講過，即、就、係、是、其實癌症前期係冇乜病症嘅，即係可能你。即係頭先都講到啦，腰骨痛啊，或者係背痛嗰陣時候去檢查，先發覺自己已經到咗癌症末期啦，咁樣
第四期啦，
係咁係
係啦，咁啊，所以幸存者 Angeline 咧都係好幸運一個啦，係咯，
係 Yes, you can consider me very lucky, you know, that I managed to be diagnosed earlier. But think of so many people who are diagnosed at the very advanced stage. Okay, like Maria said just now, you know.骨痛 all right? So 好痛、哦、because it's spread to your bones. Then only to see the doctor. And then your 头痛 it gone to the brain. All right? So they have then only go and see the doctor. It's very late already.
背脊痛
背脊痛 and all those. 哪里痛、啊、please go and see the doctor. See the doctor, don't wait.
同埋都是讲返就算到了末期的话都不要放弃希望去抗争。就是不要觉得、啊、我已经扩散了，那我还有没有希望去对抗这个癌症呢？其实是有的。就是只要我们不断这样支持关于癌症相关的研究，跟着研发了更多新药或者更多的治疗方式的话，那我们对于在癌症幸存回来的希望都会大一点。
Yes. We want you to go and celebrate the year of the horse.With healthy lungs.
是的，咁都希望我哋听众如果有兴趣嘅话，可以参加3月7日嘅呢个晚宴啦。咁佢就可以大家一齐即系生存翻，跟住庆祝翻佢嘅幸存啦。咁一齐过度过呢个开心嘅马年。咁最后想问一下 Dr. Lu， 你有冇其他即系信息想分享俾我哋可能正在经历紧癌症啊，或者屋企人受紧癌症影响嘅听众一啲信息呢？
Yeah, I don't really understand your question.
Do you have like, any message you want to share to our like, audience that like, they're suffering
maybe,
from?
Maybe tell them your slogan.
Yes. My slogan and Maria's slogan is research saves lives. And you do not need to go alone. You know, if you find that you have lung cancer or even you are sick, you know, don't go be alone. You know, go and see the doctor and also talk about it. All right? And also, you must advocate for yourself if you're not well. Okay? You know? And also, I want you all to learn more about lung cancer. Because the more you learn, then the more you know how to look after yourself and look after your lungs.
是啦，我一直都讲緊话澳洲是啊，澳洲头号杀手，但是其实世界上都是 number one 杀手啦。Angeline 呢去年呢就去国际呢个研讨会，是在巴塞隆尼亚，佢是演讲其中的演讲者。咁呢那个研讨会呢有7000多个嗰啲specialist 系啦，咁咧，因为其实全世界都关注嘅呢个肺癌，所以咧佢就今年咧就会去韩国，咁又系呢个世界研讨会，咁而喺呢一度咧，澳洲咧就旧年就喺 Brisbane， 今年喺 Melbourne 好似
啊 Melbourne，
所以呢个系全世界即系所有啲医学人士啊。所有啲癌症專科好多人咧係關注嘅，佢哋有集中埋一齊去 share， 去分享佢哋嘅發研發去同埋佢哋嘅新嘅資訊。
好、
我都去過舊年啊喺 Brisbane。聽到學到很多東西真的是
最後 Dr. Lu 鼓勵我們聽眾就是 如果你真係正在經歷呢個抗真肺炎嘅階段啊，或者喺屋企人受緊癌症嘅影響嘅話咧，即係佢相信即係 research 可以 save life， 即係研究可以拯救生命啦。咁你作為癌症患者，你都要可能去除咗支持翻研究之外咧，你都要唔好將自己一個鎖喺屋企，即係唔好將要對即係。要努力跟大家分享翻點解癌症即係留意關心係咁重要嘅，咁即係唔好同埋，如果你覺得唔舒服嘅話，都可以同人敞開心扉，即係將你嘅感受分享出去，你唔好自己鎖住自己咁樣，係。
Yes. So we ask your listeners, you know, to support us. All right. Because only together we can change. We can then have more funding for research, and also then we can, you know, change and increase the treatment options. Like last year, we raised enough money to fund one fellowship, that means one research project. Now we want to double it, okay? And we can only do it with your listeners' help.
是的，他都想跟聽眾講回，他去年的籌款就是可以足夠去救一個研究去繼續下去啦。他今年他就想 double， 想讓兩個研究可以繼續研究下去的。他覺得沒有即聽眾或者是其他市民的支持的話，這些都不可能發生啦。他希望即各位聽眾或者市民都可以努力跟住提高翻呢个 awareness。
预先多谢你哋。
Thank you. Thank you so much.
系嘅，咁我哋今日时间差唔多啦，多谢 Angeline 嘅分享啦，同多谢 Maria 嘅分享，好勇敢啊！我觉得你即系一路路上咁样去抗争，同癌症抗争啦，同埋抗争成功翻之后，都会去努力 spread 翻呢个嘅 awareness。咁都多谢你今日上嚟分享啦，我哋有机会再见。
再见，拜拜，
拜拜。